This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back to what's next after that stunning defeat last night of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the primary race in Virginia. As you've been hearing, Cantor lost to Dave Bratt, a Tea Party-supported economics professor with a relatively small budget, but with key support from some conservative radio commentators. At the center stage, Bratt's hard line on immigration reform. Marketplace's David Gura reports on how businesses with a stake in changing the rules on immigration are taking in the new information.
Members of the business community reacted in the same way many Americans did.
Pretty shocking. Nobody really saw it coming.
Bill Miller is with the Business Roundtable, a group that represents CEOs in Washington. He says it's too early to know what Eric Cantor's primary will mean for immigration reform. His group's goal remains the same.
It is important to fix this system.
Miller argues the U.S. needs more visas for high-tech workers and a better guest worker program as well. Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Business is still trying really hard.
And Alden suspects it'll continue to do so. There are several new groups in Washington pushing for reform, including one started by Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg. Ali Nirani runs the National Immigration Forum.
Until John Boehner burns down the windmill of immigration reform, we're still in play.
He's optimistic the House will vote on something later this summer. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.